The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolene.
Good afternoon. Not a day that we like to have here in Israel. Two very, very brutal murders taking place during the course of the last 24 hours. So I'm going to start with the terror attack this morning in Jerusalem. Around about 7:40 at the peak hour traffic, there was an explosion reported very, very close to the central bus station. This is where one of the entrances to the city is located, just off Route 1. And initially, the report said about 7 injured, 2 seriously. Minutes later, there was reports of another blast, this time at the Ramot Junction. Initially thought to be police sappers on site detonating a unattended bag. It was confirmed moments later that these were two extremely well-coordinated terror attacks. So let's take a look at what we believe happened. We believe an active cell. Nobody's claimed responsibility yet. There has been some speculation in the Hebrew media that it could have been ISIS. We don't have a confirmation yet. Placed 2 bags packed with explosives. These explosives were packed with shrapnel, nail, ball bearings to maximize as much damage as possible. Were detonated, we believe, by remote control as the peak hour traffic continued. The Route 1 was closed for several hours. Police were on the scene investigating. Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, have lauded the attack. They have said this is the Zionist enemy paying the price for aggression and crimes against our people and Al-Aqsa. However, they have not claimed responsibility for that. At the moment, we know one person is confirmed to have been killed. This is a 16-year-old Ariyesh Chokhpak. His funeral was just moments ago in Jerusalem. One other person is critically injured, and at least 18 other people have been hospitalized. The incoming Prime Minister Netanyahu has been briefed of the situation from Prime Minister Lapid, who held a security cabinet meeting at 12 p.m. And he visited the wounded earlier today. Now, we do have confirmation that the deceased Ariyesh Chokhpak, just 16 years old, a Canadian yeshiva student, is in fact a dual Canadian citizen. The terror attack has been condemned by the Canadian ambassador to Israel. And just moments ago, Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, tweeting, "I'm incredibly sad to learn about the death of a young Canadian in the terrorist attack in Jerusalem. I'm sending his family and friends my deepest condolences and also thinking of those who were injured. Canada condemns this violence in the strongest possible terms." We've heard from ambassadors from the European Union Parliament, the Netherlands, Poland, Austria. The U.S. ambassador has tweeted out he's absolutely appalled. The ambassador from the United Kingdom has also tweeted his condemnation. We've had a statement coming in from the White House. I will read you the White House statement. Now, they have said, "We condemn unequivocally the acts of terror overnight in Jerusalem. The United States has offered all appropriate assistance to the government of Israel as it investigates the attack and works to bring the perpetrators to justice." This comes from the White House Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre. She says, "We mourn the reported loss of life and wish a speedy recovery to the injured. The United States stands with the government and the people of Israel." And moments ago, we had communication coming in from the Prime Minister's office that he says that he sends his condolences to the government of Israel, of the government of Israel, to the family of Aryeh Shehopek of blessed memory. He was a boy who never wronged anyone in the world, and he was murdered simply because he was Jewish. I also wish a speedy and full recovery to the wounded. I just concluded a broad situation assessment with the Minister of Defense, the Minister of Public Security, the IDF, the ISA, and the police on two serious incidents from the last day. The first incident is the attack in Jerusalem, and this event is different from what we've seen in recent years. So this will bring back for many of us in Israel very, very painful memories of the Intifada, the bombing of buses, and right now Israel is on a heightened state of alert, and sadly this wasn't the only incident where a young Israeli has lost their life in the last 24 hours.
Sure, Arlene, it's difficult even to listen to this update today. Yeah, and then we heard the body of a Druze Israeli was kidnapped by Palestinian gunmen. As the story's been unfolding, also it puts a knife into the heart. Maybe you can just update us on that story.
This is also a horrific, horrific story breaking overnight that the body of an 18-year-old Druze Israeli by the name of Kiran Pero, believed to have been killed in a car accident, was kidnapped by Palestinian gunmen in Jenin and held for ransom for the release of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. Now, as the investigation took place over the course of today, it has subsequently been found out that Tiran and his uncle were traveling home. They took a wrong turn and landed up in Jenin. There was a car accident. He was not killed. He was taken to hospital where he was on life support. Palestinian gunmen followed them, came into the hospital, detached the life support from this child who was fighting for his life, detached him from the medical equipment and kidnapped his body. Now, this comes from Prime Minister Lapid, who has confirmed it, and from Tiran Pero's father. It was believed that the gunman might have thought he was a soldier. He was not a soldier. He was a Druze Israeli young boy traveling with his uncle. And at the moment, negotiations are underway. The Palestinian Authority are in custody, reportedly, of Tiran's body. And there are negotiations underway to return his body safely to Israel. Now, President Herzog spoke to Tiran's father a short while ago, assuring him that the thoughts, that the prayers of all of Israel are with him. In fact, he says the entire Israeli public is with you, praying that this tragedy passes as quickly as possible. And the Prime Minister said just moments ago that he spoke with Tiran's father. According to the family's testimony, he shares the story. He says, if Tiran's body is not returned, the kidnappers will pay a heavy price. The state of Israel has been dealing with terrorism since the day it was founded. Our enemies need to know that we stand united and strong against them. We are one nation and knows how to stand together against those who seek our demise. President Herzog as well tweeting out during the course of the day, today has been a heartbreaking day for the Israeli people, but nothing will melt Israeli resolve.
Sure, absolutely horrific. We spoke earlier with Seth Fransman just about what happened in Israel today. And we also discussed the coalition talks that are busy going ahead. Do you think the attack today could derail the talks or change the direction in any way?
I don't think that the situation that happened today is going to derail the talks. It's an imperative that Israel has a government, a working government that is sworn in, as soon as they possibly can. At the moment, we have caretaker government. But as far as the coalition is concerned, the talks have been derailed, and this is because of blame from both the National Religious and Likud to each other for the what they are calling the walking back of promises made to them for certain key portfolios. And Netanyahu wanted his coalition finalized by today. There is no way that is going to happen.
Wow. Rolene, thank you for the updates. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. And hopefully tomorrow we'll have better news coming from Israel. Thank you so much.